Last year, Monty Williams signed a historic 6-year, $78.5 million contract with incentives, and at the time was the biggest for a head coach in NBA history. And just this week, Tom Gorris decided to part ways with Williams, and now he owes him still a lot of money. Rod Beard, sports editor and former Pistons beat writer for the Detroit News, joins us. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I was just telling the guys you're one of my favorite people, and you used to always come on SFE with me, so it's nice to talk to you in this forum now, too.
Oh, no, you're still one of my favorite people, too.
All right, good. It's mutual. All right, first let's talk about how we got here, because I was at that press conference last year. Lots of fanfare, a lot of money being signed, and how did we get to this point?
Well, I think we got to this point because, admittedly, Monty Williams said he wanted to take a year off. He wanted to be with his wife and spend time with her because she just had a cancer diagnosis. But there's a number where Tom Gorris can just write it down on a napkin and give it to you where you say, you know what, we'll just make this work. And I think it's the $78 million that he signed for plus the incentives. And that included a private jet that he could go and do any of his wife's treatments or anything that they needed to do. They had access to a private jet. So it seemed to work. But it didn't feel like Monty Williams' head was in it. His heart was in it. He wanted to do it, but this roster that he had, the other challenges that are there, you can just see throughout different points of the season that it just didn't mesh. It didn't all go together.
You know, Rod, the timing of this is pretty challenging as well. You got the draft and free agency coming up. How do you think this coaching change is going to impact the strategy in these critical upcoming events?
Yeah, ideally you'd have all of these things in place, but then you also have the Lakers and the Cavaliers who don't have coaches right now, so it's not unprecedented. It's just not as easy as you want it to be. The difference is with Trajan Langdon as the new team president, he gets a clean slate where he can draw things the way that he wants to, and he has his own canvas to figure out how he wants things to be. You're not inheriting a coach or inheriting a general manager that you have to win over to your way of thinking. At least now you have some scouts in place and some other people who can assess the prospects in the draft. And then as you figure it out, you can get the player that you want. And I really think they should trade the pick and just try to get whatever assets they can for it. There are enough young guys on this roster that you just don't need one more to try to integrate into the process and what you're trying to do. Trade all the picks. And kick the can down the road for another year or two and try to get a veteran, if you can, who can help this roster immediately.
Rod, I know that Tom Gorris wanted to wait on this until Trajan was in place, that you have your guy. But have you kind of backed yourself into a corner by waiting this long? Would there have been a better field of candidates had you acted sooner?
Probably not. I think you can go after the same folks you would have gone after a few weeks ago. Charles Lee was one guy that they probably would have wanted, and he ended up in Charlotte. I think James Borrego might be the biggest name that they can chase now. He's got experience having coached in Charlotte. He was in New Orleans last year with Trajan Langdon. So there's some familiarity there. And what might be the clincher there is maybe Tom Gorris writing another big check that can for James Borrego, he's interviewed with the Lakers and the Cavs already. If Tom Gorris writes a big enough check, he can get the best candidate that's out there right now. But I think the timing is just really odd, and you try to make the best of this situation that you can.
There have been critics of Tom Gorris and his ownership. Now he has to find his sixth head coach since taking over in 2011. That is a lot of turnover when it comes to one team, Rod.
Yeah, and that's just the part that he hasn't been able to get right is the coaching part of this. Getting a solid front office. I mean, by all accounts, at the same time, we were talking about Troy Weaver being a solid hire and being able to guide this front office. And now we're sort of thinking the same thing about Trajan Langdon for what he's done in New Orleans and Brooklyn, that maybe that's repeatable. Maybe things are going to be different this time. And it's just really, really tough. He's tried a Stan Van Gundy, a Dwayne Casey, a Monty Williams. Casey and Williams were coach of the year before they came to the Pistons. So it's something in the water here. It's maybe the roster. It's something else in the organization that just isn't coming together to make all of this work. You have quality coaches. You have had some decent rosters. You just haven't made it all work at the same time.
So in looking for the next coach, I mean, who should they be looking for? What type of qualities and experiences should they have to, you know, steer this team in a more positive direction?
Yeah, I think you need to go with a somewhat proven coach. It's good. The timeline for this is going to be a few years. You're not going to turn this around no matter what happens in the draft, no matter what happens in free agency. You're going to need 2 to 3 to 4 years. So, and that was the thinking with Monty Williams, too, is that this would take some time. It wouldn't be an immediate turnaround. So I think that's the same thinking you need to go into this one with, is that you might get a young coach, a young assistant coach who's getting his first shot as a head coach, and he's going to grow with the players, with this roster, with Trajan Langdon in that new front office, and they just figure it out slowly. This can't be a quick fix, just add water solution to this. You need some sustainability in this and something that's going to work because, as you mentioned, since 2011, that many head coaches starts to point in a different direction, that it's not the coach, it's not the players. It might just be in ownership and the types of decisions that they're making.
Okay, less than a minute left. Give us one positive nugget about the Pistons.
Wow. Kate Cunningham.
All right.
Crickets.
Kate Cunningham is a player that you can build around, and he's not just a one-trick pony. He can do a lot of different things on the court for you.
All right, you're a Cade Cunningham fan. Rod Beard, sports editor and former Pistons beat writer for the Detroit News. Nice to chat with you.
Anytime, Jamie. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. You too.
It's like Tom Gorris was heralded for spending all that money to get Monty Williams, guys, and now just a year later, it's just so frustrating if you're a Pistons fan and looking toward the future. You don't even have a head coach once again. Anyway, coming up, Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, he was on Nightly News, National News last night, talking about allowing in-person jail visits again. Why did they go away in the first place? We'll ask him at 8:35.